but we were under very strict instructions, and sometimes, like I said, I had four brothers. One particular brother found it very difficult to keep to those rules, because the hospital was like a huge playground. So sometimes my dad would get a phone call saying there are some children playing nearby, and if she said that was us. So she was basically saying, I know it's your kids, and they're not that bad, but just clear them off. But we used to just forget, you know. It wasn't difficult really, it was just we used to forget. Then on days that, I mean, I don't remember it that often, that people died in the hospital, so their body was moved to the mortuary, which was up at the back of where we lived, and it was a good distance up. And on days that the body was removed, we weren't allowed to go out our back door. Well, that was on my mother's instructions, so that we wouldn't run in front of the cars coming out. And that was the only time that the big gates on our side of the, not the gates going into the hospital, but the ones on the side were opened. That was the only time. And that was the other thing as well. Like my mother, I suppose, she wasn't strict, but she, you know, I suppose safety, because cars would have been going in and out at the front of the hospital. We used to stay, you know, in behind the other set of gates, and sometimes we'd see children outside, and it was like we didn't feel we were in a prison, but there were very big gates. I think they're easily 20 feet, you know, and so some kids used to look in at us as if we were, I don't know, again, different, you know, that, again, because we had enough space, you know, around, some of my brothers and sisters didn't go outside and play outside of the confines of the garden, whereas myself and one of my brothers did. We were very, maybe a bit more curious, we wanted to go outside, you know, but then we were, there was a finger post sign on Baker's Road, which had the sign for St Mary's Orthopaedic Hospital, and that was my restriction, and my mother wouldn't leave me past that pole. She seems to have an obsession with poles, but the thing is, she could actually see me from the front room if I, you know, went away beyond that. But